Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley show. It's the Skinny and Hooley show.
Listoon, 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 Varna. Oh, Listoon, Varna. Listoon, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, Mike. Wait a minute. Skinny's not here. Skinny's in New Jersey, folks. He's helping out his nephew, who is a paraplegic, and they have an annual golf outing to help the kid. I think it's Moster is the kid's name. I can't remember if it's David Moster. Anyway. So Skinny's doing another good deed, one of many, 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 many that he does. But I am not worried because I'm here with my old pal, Gino Cooney.
Hey, pinch hitting for Skinny Sheehan, Gino.
Gino Cooney, 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 Cooney.
How's it going, Hooley?
Oh, it's great to have you back on the show, Gino. Always a pleasure.
He's my partner on another show, The Crack.
Every Thursday night we record.
I'm all discombobulated now because you're usually on my left. Now you're on my right. Yeah. You're trying to confuse me here. The only good thing here is we're sitting outside of Lizzie McNeil's, and it's absolute beautiful night here on River North. All the beautiful boats going by. I hope they bring my yacht back by the time they said they'd be back.
Those girls who took it, yeah.
And it's got we got a mesh table here because Hooley averages one spilled drink a night, and it just goes right down to the floor.
Don't make a mesh. Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com. So we're going to have a great night tonight. We're here on the river. Skinny's out going doing good deeds, as he does many, many times. And he couldn't come in from New Jersey, and I didn't want to call him on the phone because
no calling.
He's not, to be candid, he's not that good on the phone.
Do you ever think of doing a radio show on that yacht that just went by?
Sure, wouldn't that be great? I bet Billy Wooten would like that. Yeah.
As long as that the water fountain doesn't go off right in the middle.
Oh, people go through it all the time. They love it. They get sprayed and the girls giggle and everything. It's just terrific. Hey, you know what? We're very honored tonight to have an old friend back. Jim Sullivan with the Jim Sullivan Band. Jim's here with his friend Jim Hayes and Jerry Field, the fiddler extraordinaire, an old friend of mine. And so glad to have you guys here on the show. And you know what? I guess we're still celebrating the CD release, right, Jimmy?
Right, yeah. It's been out for about half a year now.
It's called Catch the Heart Off Guard. And it was just about 3 or 4 months ago that you were here, right? And
yeah,
we had a great time.
Yeah, not long after our CD release party.
And the CD is dedicated to the memory of his brother, Bill. And we compared stories about, you know, if you're Irish, you got a brother. And you probably, if you're at any certain age, you're going to lose that brother. And that's what caught your heart off guard, right, basically? And
yeah, it was a combination of things. Well, we have our Uncle Jim Hayes. We did his funeral mass, and we did some songs, and it really kind of inspired us to do this. And in a couple of weeks will be the 10-year anniversary of my brother's death.
Oh, it was 10 years ago.
10 years on August 11th.
Yeah.
So we did this in tribute to him and also Uncle Jim Hayes.
On the CD, of course, you have Jim Hayes and you have Jerry Field, but you also have some of my favorites. You got Jimmy Moore and John Williams. I don't know Mary Beth Sullivan.
Mary Beth Sullivan, my wife, she likes to get some billing there. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Why isn't her name at the top?
Yeah, don't start that one.
And then Bill McNulty, who I haven't had the pleasure of meeting, but it's just a great sound. And let's hear some stuff from the CD.
www.jimsullivan.com.
Let's not forget that.
We get the CD.
Jim Sullivan Music.
Yeah.
JimSullivanMusic.com.
Glad my director was here to correct me.
That's
I'm going to get that right one of these days.
He's a good man with a whistle. I saw him rehearsing.
Well, this first song is actually on a previous CD, but we're going to dedicate it to our cousins, the O'Connors. We were at a big wedding over the weekend, and Red is the Rose is their favorite song. It was the favorite song of my cousin Bill O'Connor and his wife Katie. They lost their daughter, Claire, and she loved this song. Oh. So we love to play this one for Claire. Come over the hills, homie, bonny Irish lass. Come over the hills to your darling, and you choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true love forever. And red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley, and clear is the water that flows from the boyne. And my love is fairer than any. 'Twas down by Killarney's green woods that I strayed, where the moon and the stars, they were shining. The moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair. She swore she'd be my love forever. And red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley, and clear is the water that flows from the boyne. And my love is fairer than any. 'Tis not for the parting with my sister Kate. 'Tis not for the grief of my mother. 'Tis all for the loss of my bonny Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever. And red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley, and clear is the water that flows from the boyne. And my love is fairer than any.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Jim Sullivan with Jim Hayes and Jerry Field on the fiddle. That was terrific, guys. Now, Jerry, I noticed you don't sing while you're fiddling.
I have a hard time talking when I'm playing, too.
Okay. Because I was thinking that's probably not a lot of people who do that anyway. But it sounded great.
Thank you.
Sounded terrific.
It's not unusual. You can't sing either.
Oh, I can't sing at all. Oh, I can, but I probably shouldn't. But you should have seen folks at home. You're listening. People are stopping. We were out here right on the river at Lizzie McNeil's. It's just a gorgeous night, and people are stopping and listening to the music, and there are young couples holding hands, and I saw one of them just kind of embrace as they walked by, and just gorgeous.
But did you just see a dog in a baby carriage?
What? A dog in a baby carriage? Oh, did someone
baby buggy.
Well, we're in River North. You know, there's some whack jobs living around here, too. So any gigs coming up where people could see you guys live?
Nothing come up. We just did the Heritage Center Fest.
Oh, yeah.
That was big.
Great place, isn't it?
Yeah. Gino is our president of the Heritage Center. Yeah. That was a great weekend, wasn't it?
It was very nice. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. We had a great slate of...
Were you guys in the Fifth Province?
We were outside.
Oh, in the folk tent.
Beautiful. Well, my son's band was in the Fifth Province on Friday night.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, I was there Saturday and Sunday. And just a great, great Irish fest. And the one of your best, right, Gino? And
yes,
yours,
it was
the most successful.
Success, yeah.
Mike Shevlin did a great job.
Mike Shevlin is amazing. Bob Mack.
Bob Mack was great. Yeah.
Tremendous. Great slate of music all weekend long. Was great.
If somebody wants to get this CD, they go to jimsullivanmusic.com.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Or
that's right.
iTunes, eBay.
Oh, okay. Catch the Heart Off Guard. It's just terrific. Now, when you guys were warming up, I thought I heard you playing some McAlpine's Fusiliers.
Right.
You feel like doing that?
Sure.
That's one of my favorites. Oh, is it? Perfect.
Yeah.
I must have read your mind. Hey, we're here with the Jim Sullivan Band, Jerry Field and Jim Hayes and Jimmy Sullivan. And it's a beautiful night on the river, and Skinny's in New Jersey, so that makes it even better. No, we're having a blast, so stick around. Here's some more music. Okay. Here's one of my favorites, McAlpine's Fusiliers.
Was in the year of 39 and the sky was full of lead. Hitler was making for Poland and Paddy for Holyhead.
It was down the glen came the McAlpine's men with their shovels slung behind them. It was in the pub where they drank their sup, or down in the spike you will find them. They sweated blood and they washed down mud with quarts and pints of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I stripped to the skin with the darky pen down upon the Isle of Grey. With horse face toll, I learned the rule, no money if you stop for rain. For McAlpine's God is a well-filled hod with the shoulders cut to bits and sere. And woe to he who looks farty with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I remember the day that the Bear O'Shea fell into a concrete stair. The horse face said when he saw him dead, that wasn't what the rich call prayer. I'm a navvy short, was his one retort that reached unto my ears. When the going is rough, I must be tough with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I worked till the sweat near had me bent with Russian, Czech, and Pole. I shoveled in jams up in the hydro dams or underneath the Thames in a hole. I drafted hard and I got me card and many a ganger's fist across me ears. If you value your life, don't join by cripes with McAlpine's Fusiliers. If you value your life, don't join by cripes with McAlpine's Fusiliers.
Again, lads.
That's right. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. That was terrific. One of my favorite tunes, so I'm so glad
that's
you guys did
one.
That. That is a good one. That'll get you moving, you know, get the blood going, the blood's up. Now, what exactly is that about?
Well, McAlpine's was a construction company in England. And
right.
There were three big ones, Wimpy's, John Lang, and McAlpine's. And before World War
II
started.
McAlpine doesn't sound like he was a very nice fella.
No, it was not a nice place to work, no.
Yeah.
Before World War II, the Irish went over and worked in the construction companies. And then they were a huge support of the war effort by working over there.
Sure.
And starting in 1939, when the war broke out, then they needed more people for the war effort. So you run into a lot of people like our age that their dad worked at McAlpine's. You know, like they went
over.
Oh,
no kidding.
And when I was in Ireland... 1980, I was playing a little pub in Kilkenny, and all the guys that were at the bar, there were like five or six of them, they all had worked for McAlpine's. So they told me the story about it, and that little intro that I
oh,
did.
Oh, yeah.
Is something that, the Dubliners do a long
scene.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's a, it's a really, still a really popular song in Ireland. You know,
it should be. Yeah. It's terrific. If you value your life, don't join by cripe. I won't say, but you know, and what the, oh, a guy dies in the hole and all McPelvine just wore a navy short. Right.
Yeah.
What a rotten SOB. Yeah. Anyway, captures it. Beautifully done.
Jim, you said your son has his own band.
Yeah.
What's your son's name? What's the name of the band?
Tom Sullivan. Cousin Eddie O'Connor and cousin Johnny Russo. They call themselves Platform 29.
Platform 29. And does he play guitar or any
They play guitar and they play piano. And they're really, really good.
Yeah.
They really are. They play a lot.
Do you have any other children that are musically inclined?
They're behind me. Martin's here. He plays guitar and sings. And KK's here. She played in
Is that your daughter?
School. Yeah, my daughter,
okay.
Kathleen.
Yeah.
She played. And my son, Jim, plays. All five of my kids have
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's then, because of you. You know, you taught them. Yeah.
Well, my wife wants to take credit for a lot of it, too.
Well,
she's a Southsider.
Oh, good for her. Yeah.
She hasn't converted anybody to Cub fans.
See, I'm a North. I don't even go on the south side of the river. So that's why I'm over here.
You're going to Orland Park tomorrow. Who are you kidding? Come on.
Free golf.
Yeah. Two of the members from the Platform 29, your son and your net. And
yeah. And they do all Irish stuff, but they do a lot of contemporary stuff.
They were in Spain taking an extension class. And What town was that in?
Barcelona. They played at McCarthy's Bar.
They found an Irish pub in Barcelona.
Of course, yeah.
So while they were going to school there, they were playing in an Irish pub every
week. Oh, that's terrific.
Every week.
They played every Thursday night for 24 straight weeks.
No kidding.
It was a huge swing for me of money because they got free beer and they got paid. So instead of like spending €50, they got paid €50.
Oh.
I
think they learned a little bit of flamenco guitar as well.
Well, that's good. They were good self-reliant young.
There's
men.
Irish bars all over the world.
There
I was in the highest Irish bar in the world. I was in Peru, and there was
a bar.
I forget what it was called, O'Malley's or something like that, but it is the highest elevated Irish bar. And believe me, I got high that night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got elevated.
How did they get the Guinness up
amazing.
They'll work. El Paque, whatever they call it, the llamas. They bring the barrels up slowly, but they make it up there.
Yeah.
Llama Hald Guinness is the best.
Yes.
Llama Hald Guinness.
What are they? Hey, it was delicious. Good food, everything. I forget the name of that bar, though.
You're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're talking with Jim Sullivan and his band, Jerry Field and Jim Hayes. Some of the other members aren't here tonight, but they're still celebrating their CD, Catch the Heart Off Guard. Just a terrific CD. So how about another tune, guys?
Okay, we're going to do a acapella song that we think we're the only ones that do this song. We've never heard anyone do it. But we learned this from Mary Black when we were at Irish Fest.
Oh, Mary Black, she's terrific.
1997. We sat around the table for the sing song at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and we heard this song. And I was really jealous because I saw my brother-in-law, Jim Hayes, singing along.
Oh, Jim's your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't know that.
How the heck do you know this song?
Are you married to his sister?
I am.
No, he's married to my sister.
Oh, okay. Terrific. That's a family thing. Yeah.
Yeah, well, Bill McNulty was originally in our band, and he left to go. I might have told this story before, but Bill opened up Budweiser in Ireland in the 80s.
Wow.
But anyway, so he left. So we got another family member. We got Jim involved.
He's my cousin. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is called Pleasant and Delightful.
Pleasant and Delightful.
I'm not really sure where this song originated. Stockton's Wing was the first one to do it, but it's an old song. It was pleasant and delightful on a bright summer's morn, where the fields and the meadows were covered in corn. There were blackbirds and thrushes singing on every tree, and the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. And the larks, they sang melodious, and the larks,
they sang melodious. And the larks, they sang melodious at the dawning of the day. A sailor and his true love were walking one day. Said the sailor to his true love, I'm bound far away. I am bound for the West Indies, where the loud cannons roar. I am bound to leave my Nancy, she's the girl that I adore. I am bound to leave my Nancy. I am bound to leave my Nancy. I am bound to leave my Nancy. She's the girl that I adore. A ring from off her finger she instantly drew, saying, take this, me dearest Willie, and me heart will go too. And as he stood embracing her, from her eyes the tears fell, saying, may I go along with you. Oh, know me, love, farewell. Saying, may I go along with you. Saying, may I go along with you. Saying, may I go along with you. Oh, know me, love, farewell. So fare thee well, Nancy, for I must away. For the topsail is hoisted and the anchor is weighed, and the ship, she stands waiting for the next flowing tide. And if ever I return again, I will make you my bride. And if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, and if ever I return again, I will make you my bride.
Up she flew.
Oh, that was brilliant. I love it. You guys are terrific, I got to tell you. Now, you just switched your... Are you about to break into another tune here?
Not immediately.
Oh, okay.
Because
yeah. We're going to take a little break for our sponsors. Stick around. And we'll be right back. We're listening to the Jim Sullivan Band here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClurg Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil's soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836, or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Yeah, you know what? Skinny and I are going to be recording the show next Tuesday, July 25th at Smith Village. We've got Liam Durkin on the show. We have one of the ladies who lives at Smith Village. We also are going to have, what's his name? I can't remember his name. Mitch Rosen from CBS Radio Chicago is going to be there. He lives in the neighborhood. So come on by. Everybody's invited over at Smith Village on 113th Place. They even have beers, believe it or not. They're going to have beers there. And
really?
And it will be out on the green. It'll be just like this. It'll be a lovely night, hopefully. And we got Liam Durkin. He's going to do some tunes for the people. And so everybody, please come on out. Take a look at the Skinny and Hooley Show in action. And take a peek at Smith Village. It's a great spot. Now, you know what, Gino? I want you to please give me a hand with this door. Push it. Olympian Gus Kenworthy reveals he once made out with Miley Cyrus. I felt crazy guilty.
Who cares?
Political candidate Caitlyn Jenner calls out Jimmy Kimmel for past transgender jokes in awkward interview.
Who cares?
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift, we've had our differences, but I love her, I always have.
Who cares?
Jim Henson's son opens up about Kermit the Frog firing.
Whoa.
Who cares?
Walmart issues apology after N-word appears on their website.
Who cares?
Yuck, Kourtney Kardashian flaunts her bare butt in thong bikini.
Who cares?
And finally, Winnie the Pooh is banned by China.
Who cares?
Close it up! Push it. Gino, I gotta climb up on your shoulders and get that latch at the top. Let me reach up there and get it. I got it. Thanks, pal.
Oh, are these all true stories or real true headlines?
These are all actual. But I didn't make any up.
How could
week.
You ban Winnie the Pooh? Come on.
It's got some kind of, I don't know, connotation that the Chinese don't like. Something to do with Winnie the Pooh. It's subversive to their culture. You know what, Gino? I want to tell you a little story. Whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts, any of those great Irish saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, "Hey, Hooley, who died?" Our old friend Mike Ficarro, age 70, the devoted husband of Nancy and the father of Gina, Michael, and Andrea. Mike was a great Mount Carmel alumnus, great attorney. Just a fantastic guy. So sad to hear that news. God rest his soul, Mike Ficarro. Pat Donnelly, age 75, a firefighter and a member of the Gaelic Fire Brigade and a member of the Brotherhood of the Barrel, beloved husband of Marilyn and the father of Patrick, Sheila, and Kevin. God rest his soul, Patrick Donnelly, age 75. Michael Edward Doherty, age 85. Michael was born in 1931 of Michael and Annie Doherty, Irish immigrants from counties Donegal and Galway. He served on active duty in the Army during the Korean War. He was a school teacher at Lakeview High School in Chicago for 35 years. He was well-loved by all of his cousins in Ireland. He survived by his son Ryan and his grandson Porrig. God rest his soul, Michael Doherty. Patsy Mary Manarelli, 88, I love this, was reunited with her eternal Lord on June 27th, 2017. She was preceded in death by her husband Frank, and she was the mother of Christine and Gina. Born to Irish parents from County Galway and the late Bridget Marie from County Cavan. Patricia grew up in Chicago. God rest her soul, Patsy Mary Manarelli. And here's another local one. Froggy McGuire sent me this. He said, you might have already have heard this, but Artie Canelli died last Friday. Art was in a terrible car accident in 1973 that left him physically disabled. However, he never complained. Still had a great sense of humor, and he considered every day above ground a good one. He used to wheel around Beverly on a three-wheel bike, once riding it from Beverly out to Gaelic Park for Irish Fest. His brothers were Kevin and Joe Canelli. Kevin is a Chicago Fire Department. His nephew, well, we won't get into that, but he graduated from Carmel in 1966. He was a founding member of the Chicago Lions rugby team, captain of the lifeguards at Rainbow Beach. And I'm giving my best condolences to his brother, Kevin, from the Chicago Fire Department. God rest his soul, Artie Canelli. And that, I think, is that. So I'm going to close up the crypt. Thanks to PJOD for giving us those obits. You know what? I want to remind everybody, don't forget next Tuesday, Skinny and I will be at Smith Village, but also... let's not forget that we're going to Ireland October 19th to 26th, and I believe you're going with us, Gino.
Yes, I am.
And we have got like 10 slots left. That's it. So get on board, or, you know, you're going to be crying in your beer about it.
I'm looking forward to it. I took out the insurance because you and Skinny were headlining it. So
you're going to need it, my friend. You never know. You never know what could happen, but I know that large quantities of booze are consumed. But if you want to go, we'd love to have you. We got 10 slots left, and we have the gorgeous, the lovely, the talented Katie.
Gene Cooney there.
No. Katie Grennan. But Gino, you'll be there doing card tricks on the bus.
Card tricks. Yeah. Oh, I have a lot of things. I love bus rides. You're not driving the bus, are you?
No, thanks. Okay. We got a great bus driver. I mean, that's the beauty of it. You don't have to drive. The bus driver knows everything about Ireland, and he tells lots of great stories. And anyway, get in touch with Sarah O'Malley at 773-527-0123. Still have 10 seats left. Or go to ireland@godiplomat.com and send her an email, and she'll tell you all about it. One other thing I want to plug, and you'll probably be hearing this a lot. I got a new book out. It's called Nothing's on the Square, 82 Days on the Mayoral Campaign. I forget the title of my book. 82 Days on the Mayoral Campaign Trail, Making History in Chicago 2015. It's about the time I spent working on the Chuy Garcia campaign versus the evil overlord Rahm Emanuel. That'll give you some semblance of the book. But it's a page-turner, I'll tell you that. So you can get it at abbyfieldpress.com. Everybody knows Abby Field. Abby Field Press, ABBEY. FEALE press.com. Check it out. You go to Abbey Field Press and you get a signed copy. Or you can also get it on Amazon. But I'm very proud of it and hope everybody reads it because I want to see
mayor. Yeah, you gave me a copy of it. I started reading it too. Well, I read the title. I'll get to the story.
Okay. You need special glasses, I guess. All right, so we're going to take a break, and then we're going to be back with the Jim Sullivan Band with some more great music. So stick around on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're so glad you're here.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy & Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, I love that McCann's Irish Oatmeal. It's great first thing in the morning. Also, it's great to bathe in it. You know, really gets the skin, brings out the pink in your Irish skin.
Not a pretty picture, Willie.
Oh, but it's the greatest stuff in the world, McCann's Irish Oatmeal. So,
hey, you mentioned I was going to be in Orland Park tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a golf outing for the one and only memory of Ed McElroy.
Ed McElroy, what a character. Yeah.
He had like a radio show for 60 years and a TV
and
show
a TV
for 50
show.
Years.
Yeah.
They're having a golf outing to contribute to Ed's favorite charity, the 100 Club of Chicago.
Oh, that's our old friend Joe Ahern's. That's a great charity. Yeah. You know what the 100 Club is? If a Chicago police officer, not just Chicago, but area state police or a firefighter dies, Joe Ahern goes to the widow's house with a check, usually for $50,000. What'd you say?
Wow.
The widower, whoever the surviving spouse is. And pays for their college education or high school, pays for the kids' education for the rest of their lives. That's what the 100 Club is all about. What a great, great, great operation. And Joe Ahern is a terrific guy. We've had him on the show many times.
Yeah. I was on the South Side last week, too. I went to the Sox game.
There you go.
Sox Park. What a great park. I love going out there.
Thank you.
It was family day.
It's too bad they closed Schaller's. Schaller's is gone now.
I'm a Cub fan, and I was with all my in-laws who are Sox fans.
Uh-huh.
And while the Sox were blowing a 5-0 lead, I was saying, hey, Quintana's pitching.
For the Cubs.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
The exact same thing?
He pitched a shutout, a three-hitter.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, White Sox. Anyway. We'll all be happy in the end. And then I went to the James Taylor concert Monday, and I saw your sponsor here, John Wren, the owner of...
Johnny Wren, yeah.
He was up there. A lot of people from the Irish Fellowship Club were up there on
the
rooftop.
That was Bonnie Raitt and James Taylor,
Yes. Yeah, I was backstage with them, give them a few pointers and this and that. But here, Irish American Heritage Center, I'm just going to give a little plug here next week. Tonight we got Kieran Byrne at the... Heritage Center. And then next week, Liam Durkin, our good friend Liam.
Oh,
Durkin.
Liam. Yeah, he's terrific.
Next Saturday, or Friday night, I'm sorry, the 28th of July, and Conla on the 29th. Please join us. And you're more than welcome every Thursday night. We have.
Every Thursday night, Gino
crack.
And I are the crack at the Irish American Heritage Center. And with John Williams and whoever the guest is. John is our session leader, and he just does a terrific job. This week, it's
Marta Cook.
Marta Cook. Oh, she's a lovely angel with the harp. And then next week is the Devon Shepherd School of Irish Music. But it's a great atmosphere every Thursday night. Come on by. The pints are cold and just a lot of fun. And then stick around for the session afterwards. It goes till about 10 o'clock and a lot of laughs. And we have a good time.
Yes, we
yeah.
do.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, right, my friend?
Yep.
Speaking of having a good time, we got the Jim Sullivan Band here with us. Jimmy Hayes, Jerry Field, Jim Sullivan. Look at he's chopping at the bit, I can tell. What do you got up your sleeve here, Jimmy?
The Galway Races.
Oh,
the Galway
okay.
Races.
Also on the new CD.
Oh, this is yes. on the new CD as well. CD. Okay.
One of our old favorites when we started.
Catch the Heart Off Guard is the name of the CD. Go to jimsullivanmusic.com.
That's it. Okay.
Look at the crowd is forming. The people are loving this.
They're not here to listen to you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just helping. I'm vamping till they're ready.
With me whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. With me whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. As I roll out from Galway town to seek for recreation, on the 17th of August, me mind being elevated, their multitudes assembled with their tickets at the station. The eyes began to dazzle, and they're going to see the races. With the whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. With me whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. It's there you'll see the pipers and the fiddlers competing, the nimble-footed dancers and they're tripping on the daisies, and others cry cigars and rights and bills for all the races, with the colors of the jockeys and the price and horses' ages. With the whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. With me whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. And it's there you'll see confectioners with sugar sweets and dainties, and lozenges and oranges and lemonade and raisins, and gingerbread and spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crubeen for trumpets to be picking while you're able. With the whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. With me whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. It's there you'll see the jockeys, and they're mounted on so stately. The blue, the pink, the orange, the green, the emblem of our nation. And the bell was rung for start, and all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, their speed was so amazing. With a whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. With me whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. There were half a million people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew and Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion. Yet fortune, hospitality, and dues and fresh acquaintance. With the whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day. With me whack, fal-la-doo, fal-la-diddly-idle day.
All right, Jim Sullivan, Jerry Field, and Jim Hayes, the Jim Sullivan Band. Terrific, terrific, terrific. Now, you must have an extensive repertoire. How many years you've been playing, you guys?
Oh, it's been over 40 years.
Wow.
So that's one of our oldest ones when we started off with.
Oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's terrific. One. Yeah. Now, do you miss you? I know you have a career as an attorney and everything. But
you got to have a day job. You know. When you
tell me about it. I've been in show business for 44 years. Yeah. It ain't easy. But... You know, you don't have time to go out like you did when you were a young man and hit all the pubs and play and all that stuff. Yeah. Do you miss it?
Yeah, you know, that was a lot of fun in the 80s and the 90s. We did a lot of pubs and all the, you know, Milwaukee Irish Fest. You know,
yeah, it's coming up, actually, at Milwaukee Irish Fest. Yeah,
that was our greatest time we ever had. We played there three times, and it was just, it was like, being at like the Super Bowl of Irish music.
It still is.
Tommy Makem was there. We were singing with Tommy.
Oh, I saw some video of late at night. You and Tommy Makem singing.
He brought out his banjo, and his sons were there, Rory and you know the other guys. And he said, he never does this. But we asked him to sing. He goes, all right, hold on. And he went up to his room and came back with his banjo. It was
where
like
was
midnight.
This?
At the Park East.
Okay.
Where everybody stayed.
Yeah.
And then
what
the
year
session.
Was that? Do you remember?
97.
Wow.
And he said, you know this, and he started South Australia. We knew every word.
So he was like, this one, lads. He's done South Australia. I was born. We were going, heave away, haul away. Oh, my God.
What a moment.
Skin.
Yeah.
And then we then who else was there? Like Mick Maloney was there.
Oh, sure.
And the Black family was there. And,
yeah.
You know, everybody sitting around the table at the end of the night singing. And the security came in and tried to turn it off at 2 o'clock, and Tommy Makem went after him.
Mary Black was singing, and Tommy Makem said to the security guard, would you shut up?
Oh, good for him. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we want to do a Tommy Makem song? You got one prepared?
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, sure. You could.
My favorite voice.
What a great,
Old Donahue.
Four Green Fields?
Well, yeah, I guess we could do Four Green Fields. I mean, that's probably his one that he wrote. That's the best one.
Do you have one you like?
Four Green Fields.
Okay.
There you go.
And what did I have? Said the fine old woman. And what did I have? This proud old woman did say, I have four green fields. One of them's in bondage, in strangers' hands, who tried to take it from me, but my sons have sons as brave as were their fathers, my four green fields will bloom once again, said she, a long time ago. Said the fine old woman, a long time ago. This proud old woman did say, there was war and death, plundering and pillage, my children starve by mountain, valley, and sea, and their wailing cries, they shook the very heaven, my four green fields ran red with their blood, said she. And what have I now? Said the fine old woman. And what have I now? This proud old woman did say, I have four green fields, and one of them's in bondage, in strangers' hands, who tried to take them from me, but my sons have sons as brave as were their fathers, my fourth green field will bloom once again, said she.
Bravo.
Tommy Makem. I met him at Irish Fest, too. He was off to the side. Yeah, what a like great, great guy. Hall of Famer at the Irish American Heritage Center. Yeah.
That was terrific. This is a special night. It really feels great, you know. Jerry and I go way back to the 80s. I produced a show back in 1984 with the McCourt brothers, and
Jerry would come and play the fiddle at the... It, what was the name of that joint?
Couple Blackguards was the name of the show.
Yeah.
Is that on Lincoln?
Where was
it? No, we did it on Wilton. What, I can't remember the name of the club we had.
Sort of like a...
Just off Belmont, right?
Yeah, Belmont like, and Wilton.
Sort of like what, Newtown?
Cross Currents. That was the name of the joint.
Okay.
Cross Currents.
That was a great show.
It was a great show, except there are a couple of scoundrels in it. Yeah, just evil, evil people. Don't get me started. But we had a good time, and Jerry was there.
Yeah, I was playing fiddle before or between the shows, I think.
Yeah. All right, we got to take another break. Stick around. We'll be right back with the Sullivan Band, the Jim Sullivan Band, right here on the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Jury's $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their five kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story.
If you're looking for an office in the loop, you've got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 115 South LaSalle Street. IOS has an entire floor in this very prestigious building, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference rooms, day office usage, administrative support services, with customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com. That's integratedofficesuites.com. Or call them at 312-648-6200 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. Don't forget that number, 312-648-6200.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
That was, of course, our old friend, Brendan O'Brien of Riley's Daughter, one of our favorite hangouts on the South Side. And, you know, we're still waiting to see. Brendan might be a late starter on our trip to Ireland. He's been there with us three times, I think. But I want to encourage everybody. There's only 10 spots left. Skinny and Hooley return to heaven for the 2017 Ireland Tour, October 19th to the 26th. You can hang out with Gino Cooney. He'll do magic tricks for you. But we also have a cast of characters that is unbelievable. Some of them I don't want to give their names. But we're going to Galway for two nights. Aran Islands, Westport for two nights. Achill Island. We're going to the Shrine of Our Lady of Knock in Mayo. We're going to Roscommon. We're going to be at the Kilronan Castle. We're going back to Dublin to hang out at our friend Etna Fitzpatrick's Fitzpatrick Castle. And many, many, many stops in between. So don't forget about that. And also, I was just reminded, you know, our old pal Jerry Field is in the fiddle business, but he also owns his own violin workshop. He builds, restores, and he can also rehair your bow. Whatever that means. But he rents them, sells them, restores them in Ravinia, over in Highland Park, 451 Roger Williams. Well, he's on Roger Williams Avenue. That's perfect. So get in touch with Jerry if you need your fiddle restrung, or if you want to get a fiddle, if you want to pick one out. It's gf@fieldviolin.com. Is that it? And Jerry's number is 847-433-8522. He's a terrific musician as well as a master craftsman building fiddles and violins.
Do you sell rosin too?
Yes, we do sell rosin. And also, if anyone's a pitcher on a baseball team, they can buy rosin at our
farm. I knew you were going to go there. And don't forget my book at abbeyfieldpress.com. You will love it. It's called Nothing's on the Square. Okay.
Quick shout out to my friend Ralph White. He took care of me at the Cork and Kerry by the park there after the Sox game. Thank you for taking care of me.
Oh, we love
great
the Cork
food,
and Kerry.
Great food, great drink, Cork and Kerry.
Yeah. All right, our final tune, guys. What do you got? Wait, one more shout to Jimmy Hayes, Jerry Field, and Jim Sullivan, the Jim Sullivan Band.
I think we have to just follow up on Jerry's violin shop with a little story Jim tells.
Well,
quickly.
We're running out of time, but Jerry has, this may violate client confidentiality, but Jerry's most famous repair is Martin Hayes' fiddle.
Oh, he was telling me. That's...
Martin was a partner with a guy named Paul, I remember his last name, and he was so mad at Paul, he broke his fiddle over Paul's head.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's how it happened.
And he brought it to Jerry to have it fixed. And, and Jerry kind of sheepishly said, well, it's actually a lot better after I fixed it.
It was. And it was Martin's father's fiddle, too.
Oh, wow. Well, he's a terrific fiddler, Martin Hayes. All right, so what are we going to go out on?
Okay, we're going to do Finnegan's Wake, this Dublin street ballad. And in this song, James Joyce saw the whole meaning of life, death, and resurrection. Tim Finnegan... little shaky after a night of drinking, he falls off the ladder and he breaks his skull. It's the story of his wake. Tim Finnegan lived in Walkin' Street, a gentle Irish man, mighty odd. He'd a beautiful brogue, both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But you see, he'd soar to the tippling way, with a love for the liquor poor Tim was born. And to help him on with his work each day, he'd a drop of the crater every morn. Whack, fall down, out dance to your partner, about the floor, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Then one morning Tim felt rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell from the ladder and he broke his skull. They carried him home, his corpse to wake. They rolled him up in a nice clean sheet and laid him out upon the bed. A bucket of whiskey at his feet and a barrel of porter at his head. Whack, Belladonna, dance to your partner, rub the floor, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Ah, then first she brought in tay and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and whiskey punch. Biddy O'Brien began to cry, such a nice clean corpse did you ever see? Tim the Bourne, indeed, why did you die? Oh, shut your cup, says Paddy McGee. Whack, Belladonna, dance to your partner, rub the floor, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. And then Maggie O'Connor took up the job. Oh, Biddy said she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Biddy gave her a belt in the knob and she left her sprawling on the floor. Then the war did soon engage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. Whack, Belladonna, dance to your partner, rub the floor, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. Now the sad verse. Then Mickey Maloney raised his head. when a bucket of whiskey flew at him. Oh, it missed and fallen on the bed, and the liquor scattered over Tim. Then Tim revived, see how he rises, Timothy rising from the dead, saying, whirl your whiskey around like blazes. Son of a gun, do you think I'm dead? Whack a la da, now dance here, whack a la the boy, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you? Lots of fun and Finnegan's Wake. Whack a la da, now dance here, whack a la the boy, your trotters shake. Wasn't it the truth I told you? Lots of fun and Finnegan's Wake.